From the surface, San Francisco Bay looks the same as ever. But under the water, an aggressive new arrival is threatening to upset the local ecology. Chayla Zabin is a marine ecologist working for the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center and UC Davis, who has been tracking and trying to inhibit the spread of an invasive species of kelp.
It has all of the basic characteristics that you could imagine a weed would have, in that it is quite fast-growing, highly reproductive, can really take over and dominate space pretty rapidly, and thus compete with native species that are more valuable in the sense of their use by other organisms that we humans care about.
This seaweed is Undaria pinnatifida, also known to fans of Japanese food as wakame, the main ingredient in miso soup.
Its native range is China, Japan, and Korea, where it's raised for aquaculture. We don't know whether the kelp that first appeared in L.A. Long Beach came directly from that region or from one of the many other places around the globe that Undaria has spread to.
Undaria, recognizable by its dark brown color and broad, frilly leaves, attaches itself to any available surface, then releases reproducing spores by the thousands. A frequent hitchhiker on the hulls and anchors of ships and boats, it was first spotted in San Francisco in 2009, Zabin says. To date, that's as far north as it has been seen, although the potential for further proliferation remains high.
There's a lot of boating activity, both commercial and recreational, out of San Francisco Bay and connecting to other bays all up and down the coast. So if it spreads widely within San Francisco Bay, the likelihood that it could then move up the coast becomes much greater.
And that's a serious concern, especially for the oyster farmers of Tomales Bay.
In other places in the world, notably in Europe, it has become really abundant growing on aquaculture species, like oysters and mussels, and also on the aquaculture gear that they use to grow out those organisms. So we're concerned that that might be a problem here, say in Tomales Bay. It hasn't reached Tomales Bay yet, to the best of our knowledge, but the oyster growers there would definitely be impacted by it if it were to get into Tomales and become abundant there.
To keep that threat in check, Zabin helped organize and manage a containment effort that involved pulling up as many of the invaders as possible at key locations around the bay. Even after funding for that program dried up, she's managed to keep it going, at least partially.
We had a lot of volunteers who were really gung-ho to continue, and so we are working to this day at two locations to knock those down. It's not gone, but we have data to suggest that we definitely have been good at removing the largest individuals, which are the ones that tend to produce the most spores, and we seem to be disrupting some of the reproductive cycle, which is a good thing.
But Chayla knows there may also be a downside to this low-profile effort.
Unfortunately, it's been one of those things that it hasn't been anything really bad yet, so it's very hard, especially in these tough economic times, to rally support to really go out and hammer on it.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.